Welcome to another episode of Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. So tonight I want to start off with a simple question and I have a simple answer. Am I my brother's keeper? And the answer is, yes, I am. We have to do better in taking care of one another, whether we're blood related, whether we're associates, whether we're friends, whether we're co-workers or fraternity brothers or sorority sisters. You know, we're living in a time where things are tough on everybody. Not just tough physically, but tough mentally, tough emotionally, tough socially. You know, we're still dealing with the pandemic. We're still dealing with some social justice issues. We're dealing with, as we call it, the cancel culture in so many different ways. We're still dealing with people doing acts towards other human beings that are causing harm. And it weighs heavy on a lot of us. We don't always talk about what we're going through. We don't always mention it because we sometimes feel nobody cares. If I tell my friends or family what I'm going through, what can they do to fix it? And sometimes we can't fix it. But it's good to have somebody who is willing to listen to you. You know, we hear what people say, but we also have to listen to what people are saying. A lot of us are calling out for help in so many different ways. We posted on Facebook about things that we're going through. Sometimes we put it in the form of a joke, but people are dealing with some real issues. Mental health is very important on some of my other podcasts. You know, I've had therapists come on. I will continue to have more therapists come on so we can get the message out there that mental health is very important. And we have to take care of each other. Sometimes we don't know how to take care of ourselves. It might take somebody else on the outside to see that we're dealing with something and they reach out. You know, I think about at work sometimes how we address each other can sometimes make or break our day. You know, we tend to ask the same question, how's your day? How's your day? How's your day? Instead of asking how is my day, ask me how am I doing? That's important. How am I doing? My day is always going to be the same. Sometimes it's the same stuff I do it day after day after day. That doesn't change. But how am I doing is totally different, because I could be good today and tomorrow I'm having a hard time, or I could be having a hard time right now and tomorrow could be better. Ask me how am I doing. And if you're on the receiving end of that, be honest with people. And I know a lot of times we throw out I'm good, we throw out that PC, no, I'm having a great wonderful day. No, be honest with people. If you're having a hard time, speak it. Get it out. Get it out of your system. Say, you know what? I'm overwhelmed, or this is what's happening, or this happened, and this is how it affected me. Get it out and be honest with people. You don't want to hold all that stuff in, because the more you hold it in, the more it's going to affect you in the long run. And sometimes we don't understand why we're dealing with certain health issues, because we're holding so much garbage. We got to let that stuff out. But we also have to hold each other accountable. Like, if you see your brother or sister struggling, talk to them. I know this is not the era where we used to give people hugs, but if you're able to hug someone and you could do it and not feel some type of way about the virus, do so. We are lacking in affection. We're lacking in empathy. You know, we need all that stuff to help us get through our days. People are really struggling and it's really hard on a lot of us. You know, we're dealing with work issues. We're dealing with family issues. We're dealing with issues with our children. We're dealing with issues in our church. We're dealing with issues in our relationships. There's so much stuff that we're dealing with. We have to be each other's keepers. We do. And this is not just about the vitiligo community. This is for anyone who's out there listening. We have to take care of each other. I don't care how close or how far you are away. Reach out to someone. You know, to me, there's no excuse. We have the technology. If somebody's in another country, I can reach out to that person. I can send a text, Facebook Messenger. You can reach them through Instagram. So many different ways to reach a person. Just to say, how are you doing? Not how's your day, but how are you doing? That can make the world of a difference in somebody's life, and we have to do more of it. And I'm not just talking about reaching out to our friends. Reach out to an associate, someone you haven't talked to in years, but you still have that number, but you never dialed. You never, you know, sent them a message. Most of us are friends of people on Facebook that we rarely talk to. Choose someone. Doesn't matter. Choose anyone on your Facebook list. You got 1,000 friends. Come on, let's be real. You haven't spoken to all 1,000 friends. Find somebody. Reach out to them and say, I'm just checking on you. How are you doing? And that's men checking on men checking on women checking on women checking on men. You know, I know sometimes we feel like if somebody's saying, how am I doing? I haven't heard from that person. Oh, they're trying to hook up. No. Some people are just being genuine and they're trying to reach out to see how things are going with you to make sure you're okay. You know, we have to do more of that. And I'm not talking about just during the holiday season. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up and we'll start reaching out to people. We got Christmas coming up, we'll start reaching out to people. We got to do it year round. You know, all the time. Because you sit down and talk to people, you'll find out we are going through things in this world and it's not easy and people are struggling. And the one thing we don't want to happen is somebody take drastic measures because they feel like they are alone in this world, because you're not alone. Not at all. You got plenty of brothers and sisters out there that care, whether you realize it or not. You know, even for myself, I got to remind myself, I have friends that care. I have family members that care. You know? And I know we don't like to burden other people with what we're going through. You know, well, I don't want to throw my problems on somebody else. I've been there. I've said that before. But sometimes you just got to talk. You just got to get it out. You just have to say, you know what? I'm going through this. This is what I'm dealing with. This is how I feel. Talk about our feelings. This is how I feel. If you feel overwhelmed about something, work, whatever, talk about it. If you feel overwhelmed about finances or whatever, talk about it. You want a new car, your car's giving you issues, talk about it. Talk about all that stuff. You know, don't keep it in. You know, we keep so much to ourselves because we feel like nobody wants to hear it. Somebody wants to hear it. Somebody's waiting. Somebody has a listening ear. I don't know who it is, but there's somebody out there that says, you know, you can call me anytime, talk to me. There are people that throw that out there. And I'm saying this, if you are truly going to be your brother's or sister's keeper, and they call you, you can take 5 minutes out of your day just to listen. Sometimes they don't need a response. Just listen. Just listen to them. I know as people, we feel like our response is necessary. We feel like we have to have an answer for everything. No, we don't always have to have an answer. We don't always have the right answer. Sometimes we're going to answer based on how we would deal with something. Just let them know, I'm listening to you. I hear what you're saying. You talk. You get it out. And if that person says, what do you think about it? That opens up the door for you to give your response. But if not, just reaffirm them that I'm listening to you. If you understand their situation, say you understand. If you don't understand it, ask for clarity. Can you explain what's really happening? Can you explain what's going on? We have to help each other. If we're going to be each other's, you know, keepers, then we have to be such. We have to open ourselves to be that. But on the flip side, we have to reach out to people so they know that you need some support. That's all I really want to say tonight. I just want to put that out there because I know we have people that are going through things, and I really want us to know, or want them to know, that, you know, you have some brother keepers out there, sister keepers, you know. Just reach out. People listening. You know, for my listeners out there, if you ever need to talk, you hit me up on Facebook. Send me a message. I don't mind talking to you. I don't mind having the conversation. Let's open it up for everybody. You know, we need people to talk to. So, thank you for listening. You'll take care. Have a good night. Just remember to love someone, but most of all, you got to love yourself first. Take care of yourself first. That way you can help take care of others. But just remember, we're going to keep each other. You take care. Have a good night. You have been listening to Living Life and Love at Night. I'm your host, Mark Braxton from Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're interested in learning more about vitiligo and also about VitFriends and other support groups within the VitFriends community, visit www.vitfriends.org. And you can always send us email at support@vitfriends.org. Once again, thank you for listening to our podcast. If you visit blogtalkradio.com/VitFriends, you can find more podcasts like this and other topics. This podcast was sponsored by My Vitiligo Team.